Peltola served one partial and one full term in the U.S. House, then narrowly lost her seat in 2024. Her initial campaign videos portrayed her salmon-centered family life on the Kuskokwim River. She talks about the high cost of housing and groceries. She doesn't mention Sullivan by name.
The politicians representing us on Capitol Hill are more interested in appealing to D.C. partisans than to the Alaskans who elected them.
Nationally, Democrats believe that with Peltola on the ballot, Alaska presents one of their best hopes of flipping a Senate seat. Sullivan has already raised $6 million this election cycle. He has President Trump's endorsement and maintains a strong alignment with Trump. The National Republican Senatorial Committee and other groups supporting Sullivan issued a string of press releases. They link her to Joe Biden and other national figures on the left. Some Republican messages hit at her high rate of missed House votes. Peltola tried to head off that last point in her launch video, saying D.C. people were shocked that she went home in July to put up fish for her family. But she says Alaskans understand. For U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, Peltola's candidacy presents a dilemma. They're both moderates, and Murkowski endorsed Peltola in the past, despite their party differences. Thursday, Murkowski said she'd made a decision.
We want to figure out how we're going to keep in the majority, and Dan delivers that.
So you would endorse Dan?
You know, I guess I'm saying that I am endorsing my Republican partner.
I'm Liz Ruskin.